This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Just can't get rid of that Jeff, can we? I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, starting with our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and coming on down here into the hurricane zone, too. Appreciate you very much. And don't forget our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys either, hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter, Captain's America. That's how you find us, Captain's America. Very simple, very easy. Now, we also have a website. Also have a website called the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and check that out, too. You're going to like what you see, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who also happens to be the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the host of a program called Military Matters. And good morning to you, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Hey, Captain, for America's Third Watch listeners, I want them to know, I know firsthand that Captain Matt Bruce, for a fellow who just yesterday turned 39 years old once again,
yep,
does not look a day over 38, and he's got the energy of an 18-year-old.
That's about true, too. That's just about true. All right, Colonel, you've done your good deed for the day. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty,
and justice,
for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country has been founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want anybody to forget about that. Well, Colonel, I guess we'll get into the bad boy stuff to begin with. Putin is rattling the big old saber, and his general that he just named to take over his military is the one picking and choosing the civilian targets to light up, come to find out, because he believes that's the way he's going to bring the Ukraine to their knees. Now, that may or may not work, but it also may drive a whole bunch of support to the side of Ukraine, and that might really come back to bite the Russians squarely in the butt.
I think without a doubt. And I think him declaring martial law in those four provinces that invaded and took over from Ukraine is, in the long haul, is playing very poorly against them and combined with this. But it's almost to the point where we think he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He knows it's a losing effort on the international front. It's not the information warfare. He's lost that one. And he's smart enough to recognize that. And he's saying, okay, given that, what am I going to do? And he's just going to double, triple down on these things. And that's bad. But it's seen Messam as being part of the axis of evil with China in the lead and Iran being a part of that.
Yes, indeed. And China is up to their eyeballs in alligators here. And you've also got Iran in the mix because they're supplying the kamikaze drones to the Russians, which, by the way, the United Nations needs to interject in that, because I don't believe Iran can be supplying weaponry to anybody for anything.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but let's don't hold your breath. I mean, you know the way the United Nations works, and we in America, we need to start. We don't need to do away with the United Nations, but we need to exert our power as a superpower in the way that we started to do under America First with Nikki Haley, but we have forsaken that, and we basically just let them have their way. It really doesn't matter as far as what nations really do, what the United Nations does, but it does matter as far as the information war and all that, and frankly, China. China continues to win the information warfare and the thing, and they're playing a card even better than Vladimir Putin has done, so... yeah, that's the way that one goes.
Okay. Well, you know, moving right along here, 93% of the voters, with 20 days to go before the midterms, are deeply concerned about the soaring inflation and the poor economy. And this is, in my opinion, what's going to just absolutely bury the Democrats, because they're still trying to push abortion.
Yeah, I think the Democrats, who I would call inflation deniers, and certainly Nancy Pelosi came across as an inflation denier, but yeah, they've kind of buttressed themselves against two things, two hopes and messages to win, and one is one you just mentioned, which is to paint Republicans as being anti-women, mm-hmm. anti-women's choice, mm-hmm. and the other is to paint us as being conspiracy theorists and election deniers. Mm-hmm. And those that Republicans that are running, they need to not allow that to be the forefront issues, because we've got winning issues, conservatives do, that we can win, and we need not to play into those two things, because those are losing.
Okay, hold that thought. Yep. We're coming right back with more. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, we'll make this simple because all this is me telling you about Moss Family Automotive and in particular Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan brings you this portion of the program. And with Moss Nissan, we like to get it out there that they are, in my opinion, the best automobile dealer in the country, bar none. And I do mean bar none. Now, I've done business with a lot of dealers over the years, but what really gets my attention about Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan is the fact that they have the You Serve, You Save program, where you get a tremendous discount offered to our active military, our veterans, our first responders, active and retired, and our church pastors, too, for the great service that they do for our country. Now, all of that being said, you have to understand that this is a military town right here. And with that being said, we get a lot of people from all around the countryside to come here, too, from out of state. And don't forget the Moss Care, where you get free tire rotations and free oil changes for the life of the vehicle. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, the big flagship store, 1954. Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new, and I do mean all-new, dealership up there in Brooksville, Suncoast Expressway, at State Route 50. Check them out, and I'll be there next weekend. You can stop and see us next weekend up there. We're going to have a big deal. I'll have a lot of fun. So, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Phone tag, you're it, right?
I'm it.
Yeah, I know. Phone tag, you're it. Yeah, we were having some fun here. The phone did a little mystery stuff here, but it doesn't take much to fix that. Now, listen, we had a debate between Val Demings here in Florida and Senator Marco Rubio. And I saw a side of Val Demings that I'd heard about, from some of my friends that work the Orlando Police Department and Fire Department, and they told me that she's got a real mean streak in her. And boy, did we see that in that debate the other night.
I did. I saw clips of it, but and I got back. I missed about the first 10 minutes of it, but I tuned in for that, and I'll be tuned in to the governor's debate with DeSantis and Chris on Monday as well. But mm-hmm. You're right. It was a very ugly side. She tried to backtrack and cover up that thing, but, you know, in the end, true colors will show, and it was showing there. It was ugly, and Rubio did a reasonable job of doing that because he's prone himself to be to let himself to be taken on by that, but he did a pretty good job of doing that. But she was over the top and said some things, and she went back to those two things that we talked about: the anti-woman's choice rhetoric and the old election deniers mm-hmm. Try to paint that of that and the business about voter suppression and like that, which is total nonsense. But nevertheless, she did what she could with the four cards that the Democrats had to play this midterm election.
All right, we got a couple of callers. Let me go over here and take caller number one. Is this Bad Gab and Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, one thing that's been on the back burner a little bit, and that's China. And China stated they are serious about taking over Taiwan. And I'm wondering how well equipped is Taiwan to handle a Chinese invasion? And are we sending them some of our more advanced military equipment? And the second thing is, as far as the commercials and stuff that the Republicans are putting out, they don't seem to really be pressing the economic and this type of thing. Inflation and a lot of that. All right. Just want to see what the Colonel has to say about that.
Well, go ahead, Colonel, because I must be looking at the wrong commercials because I see all of that, but go ahead.
I know. If China wants to invade Taiwan and they want Taiwan, they'll get it. I'm sorry. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but that's the way it is. And there's no amount, at this point, there's no amount of military aid that we can do. I mean, we stand a better chance of winning the war in Ukraine against Russia by continuing to flood Ukraine, which is a losing proposition mm-hmm. for things, than we do to start flooding things in Taiwan. The sad state of affairs is that if China decides they want to invade Taiwan and they want Taiwan, it's theirs. Mm-hmm. And then so we got to start thinking about, okay, what are we going to do once that occurs? And there's no serious discussion about that at all, but preventing it, hey, that ship has sailed. We're not in the business of preventing that right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go to caller number two. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Driver Mike, Sarasota.
What's up, sir?
With upcoming elections, where do you and Colonel, where do you go to get your information to find out about judges? Judges are up for re-election, you know. Where do you guys go? And I'll listen offline because I got to pay attention to my driver.
Okay, well, thanks, and be careful. All right, well, number one, the judges are not supposed to be political. That's why they don't mention the party up there. So what you do is you go to, like, in Hillsborough County, I went to the Hillsborough County Republican Party, the GOP, and I got the information on them so I knew who the Republican judges were. They had the same thing in Pinellas. You got to go to the party website. And, Colonel, I'm thinking you have the same thing down there.
I don't go to the party websites because the Republican Party, for the most part, will not make judgments on these nonpartisan judge races. So I look at what the party puts out, the information, but they don't go one way or the other. But I go to a lot of other conservative groups, and I try to farm out and look at about four or five groups: Christian Family Coalition, the Republican Liberty Caucus. Mm-hmm. I have, in the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, have put out things and commentaries and things to do that. But as far as judges, I will tell you, because the judges have what is ostensibly a gag rule to where it's near impossible for folks to learn how they have ruled on the bench.
Right.
You have to look at things like, okay, who appointed them? Mm-hmm. Did DeSantis appoint them? Was a former Democrat that appointed them? Those things like that. And me, I'm not comfortable making a judgment of that because a lot of times they change what they're going to do. So what I've decided what to do is I got one or two choices. I'll either skip those races, even though I know a lot, I've learned a lot, or I will vote not to retain a single one of them as a kind of a protest vote. Because we, the voters, I wonder why we even are asked to vote on that because so much of the information on them is denied without doing an incredible amount of research to find it out and relying on other people's voices on that. That's the sad state of affairs when it comes to judges.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way I do it, I at least know what party is who, so I know who not to vote for. Because I never vote for a Democratic judge, never.
Yeah, and there are a couple that were appointed by former Democratic governors, or those that were at one time Republicans that are now Democrats, and those are very leery too. Of course, I'm talking about Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Charlie. By the way, speaking of illegal immigrants, you know, they got these tent cities they're putting in New York City right now, in the big tents with the heat and all that. Now they got to have heat, right?
The winter's going to be very telling. I mean, everywhere, worldwide, but up in the Northeast, of course, and what you're talking about there, but also in Europe and the Ukrainian war. But, isn't that crazy? I mean, this is something that we talked about when the weather was good, and we had the homeless and addicts, and we had just surrendered the streets of New York, Los Angeles, and places like that to things without just saying, well, it is what it is, and we kind of let it go. And here we are, once again, we're encouraging this, and it's not going to be good.
The reason I brought this up about the illegal immigrants is because of the debate between Demings and Rubio. Demings claims not to have engaged in the demonization of Border Patrol agents. She says that she didn't vote to defund the police, and I found out with one simple little records check that she did vote against a bill funding them, H.R. 3354, that includes the Border Patrol, and it also included police officers. It was to provide humanitarian relief to accompanied alien children and alien adults accompanied by an alien minor when they are encountered after entering the United States, plus the police officers to do it too, Border Patrol agents. And she voted that down.
That's exactly right. And she thinks that the voters are stupid enough that all she has to do is flash her former badge, and somehow she can say whatever she pleases, and they're going to believe it. It's coming out in her ads. It came out in the debate. And as you just pointed out, it's not hard to point out with evidence the lies that she's trying to paint in that.
Now, we're getting ready to come up on the break here, and you're going to be leaving me today because we got to talk to Bo Browning. We're talking about the National Aviation Academy and all that. But I want to make sure, once again, it's Manatee Republican Liberty Caucus, correct?
That's right.
And the name Military Matters is the name of the military show that you put out on Vimeo.
And third Thursday of the month is today, and it's a busy month in both those affairs. So thank you very much, Captain, for your promotions and time.
All right, sir. You take care, and I will talk to you soon. All right, folks. We're coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. The man, the myth, the legend. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Vladimir Putin ordered all of Russia to support the war effort in Ukraine on Wednesday as the Russian-appointed administration of Kherson prepared to evacuate the only regional capital Moscow has captured during its invasion. New steps from Group of Seven countries to cap Russian oil sales at an enforced low price will not be replicated against OPEC producers, whose plans to cut output have irked consumer countries, a United States Treasury official said. Washington has communicated to representatives of OPEC to assure them of those limits to its plans and has maintained from the beginning that the cap would not target other oil producers, the official added. And the Biden administration said on Wednesday it's awarding $2.8 billion in grants to boost U.S. production of electric vehicle batteries and the minerals used to build them, part of a bid to wean the country off supplies from China. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
And you know, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in Clearwater, Florida, where my guest Bo Browning is out of. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
And the second one is up in
Concord, Massachusetts,
and that's a heck of a place up there. Tell us about Concord, Massachusetts. What's the difference between the one up there and here?
The biggest difference between National Aviation Academy's campuses, the one here in Clearwater, Florida, we have essentially two three-port programs. We run a day shift and a night shift. Up in Concord, Massachusetts, we only have the one program. That is our 2,000-hour, 14-month aviation maintenance technology program that meets all the prerequisites for you to be able to take your FAA general airframe and power plant testing to get a rating of airframe and power plant. So it's just one program up there. We only run day shift. That day shift runs from Monday through Friday, 0730 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and just the one program up there. And then down here in Florida, obviously we have the three programs. We have the 14-month, 21-month, and we have a 7-month program down here. We run a day shift and a night shift.
And Concord is just outside the city limits of Boston.
Absolutely.
And you run out of a small airport there, too.
Yeah, so we have the main campuses in Concord. Then we also have a hangar facility where all of our aircraft and our running engines and all those things are at. Out in Stowe Airport in Boxborough, it's about 10 miles from the main campus in Concord.
Okay, now, not to be outfoxed or outdone here, I know the one in Clearwater very well because I've been there a number of times. You have a campus setting where you have a big, large shop and a classroom setting and whatnot at Ulmerton and US 19. And then you have the one at the airport as well where you have the hangar where they work on the planes. And you must have, what, half a dozen planes there?
Yeah, so we have probably, you know, about 8 to 10 different airframes. We also have all our running engines, all of our mock-ups for our training aids, you know, landing gear trainers, different types of mock-ups to simulate engine removal and replacement on aircraft. Obviously, all of our aircraft down there, they run. Those aircraft are used for maintenance training. That's the only thing that we use those aircraft for is for maintenance training. So both of our campuses are very similar. The setup, we have the main campus where we have all our classrooms and we have different types of labs and all of our administrative people are located at. And then we also have the hangar facility where the students will go to on scheduled days and do any of the training that requires live engines, live aircraft, full systems on aircraft, or any large mock-ups that we may have. And also, it's very similar between the two campuses, but obviously geographic locations hugely different when it comes to weather and things like that.
Now, if you have any questions for Bo, doesn't matter how silly they are, how silly you might think they are, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600, or you can contact me, which somebody just did, via the messenger. Let me find out what this is. We get questions this way, of course. So whichever works for you works for us. Okay, this is from Christian. Let's see what Christian has to say. Okay. Age. What's the age to get in, and how young can you be to be certified to be a advanced or an aviation maintenance tech?
So we can enroll students as young as 16, as long as they have high school diplomas or the equivalent. However, you cannot be issued a rating of airframe and or power plant from the Federal Aviation Administration until you reach the age of 18. That does not mean you cannot take your test prior to. What will happen is if you're under the age of 18, you can take those exams, the written, oral, and practical exam administered through the designated maintenance examiners and through our PSI testing center that's on site at our campus. But the FAA will hold your license until you reach the age of 18, and then they will issue that certification to you once you reach the age of 18.
Okay, and he didn't say where he was from. I'm looking to see if there's something else in here. Nope, he did not say where he was from, so that's anybody's guess on that one. Now, the other thing is that if you mentioned out-of-state, and I thought about this the other day, if you mention out-of-state students, where do you get the largest amount of them, down here in Clearwater or up here in Concord?
I would say it's probably about even. Obviously, up in the New England area, there are multiple states very close of our campus up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got New Hampshire, you got Maine, upstate New York. There's places, there's other states that are very, very close up there. You know, obviously down here in Florida, we're 4 hours from the Georgia border. And also, it's not as an easy trip for somebody to come across state lines, come to our school down here. But, you know, I would say up there, we probably get a lot of students that are from outside of Massachusetts, outside of the Concord area. But also down here in Florida, we do have students come from all across the United States to attend both our campuses.
Now, you have veterans groups that you work with, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us who you work with.
So one of the newest ones that we started working with is the Veterans Approved Network. And they're a network that, all hook up different companies, different services with veterans. And all of those companies have been vetted by the network. They have proven that they do serve veterans in a positive manner. And also, the Veterans Approved Network is one of the newest we work with. It's, something that we're looking forward to. I think we can actually help each other out quite a bit. They look like a very good organization, but that's one of the newest ones that we just started getting into a relationship with. And they have all sorts of different events, things like that. And again, this is just about...
Are they the ones with some sort of foot race or something?
Yeah, they have different types of races. Mm-hmm. They have different types of events that'll come up. They do different types of events like obstacle course types of stuff, run and shoots, different running events, things like that. So, all the companies will be out there, but it's a very good network, and we're happy to be in partnership with them. We're happy to be approved to join their network, because with National Aviation Academy, we try to do the best for our veterans that enroll too, and information. We've talked about this before. Veterans need information. People separating from the military need information, and they need a good trusted source to go get that information. And the Veterans Approved Network, has a lot of those organizations that can assist veterans within it.
Well, that's why we had General Lennox on the program last week. He is the Veterans Ambassador for Heroes Mile, heroesmile.org. And they're a lot about medical and whatnot. But they also help with trying to get the veterans situated as to where they can get a job if they need to.
Sure.
And that's an organization that they should be in touch with them, and vice versa, because they could work together on a lot of different projects. And, folks, we are speaking with Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. The website, of course, is naa.edu, naa.edu. And don't forget, you can call them up at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And like both Bo and I like to tell you, ask to take the tour. You don't know till you come and you see and you ask questions. You'll have an opportunity to talk to some of the students. Talk to some of the faculty, maybe even talk to you.
Absolutely.
And certainly they can talk to the money people.
Yeah, the biggest thing, I've said it, almost every show that we've had over the years, make sure you do your due diligence. Yeah, veterans, make sure you do your due diligence. Make sure you understand your benefits. For people that first time going to school, same thing. Do your due diligence. Understand what the institution has to offer. Understand what your obligation is to the institution and what the institution can do for you. And make sure it meets your expectation. Education in this country is an opportunity. An opportunity does cost, so do your due diligence, do the research, make sure you make a good, smart choice.
All righty, Bo, hold that thought, folks. We're going to be talking more with Bo after we come back from this break. And again, if you have any calls, 877-969-8600, or send me a direct message here off the website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. It'll come right in here, and I'll be able to take your information, and we'll go from there. We will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. Captain Matt Bruce here, and you can join me and my guest, Bo Browning, every other Thursday for Aviation Talk.
It's a great way for you to learn about the opportunities in the aviation industry through study at the National Aviation Academy.
And don't forget, that's today and every other Thursday morning at 5:30 a.m. right here on AM 860, The Answer, sponsored by the National Aviation Academy. Well, Bo, we want to thank you very much for being here and your real wealth of information when you come in. And I appreciate, and I know the people that ask the questions appreciate the answers they get, because they're not going to get them.
Absolutely. I appreciate coming in here, sharing my knowledge and experience, and just sharing that, you know, education is a great opportunity in this country. Career field, skilled labor is in demand in this country. The aviation industry itself is a very, very good place for you to build a career. And, you know, education is complicated if you've never been part of higher education, how the process works. you know, the aid that's available for veterans, how your benefits work. You know, let's be honest. I know when I separated from the Marine Corps, I really didn't pay attention in the transition assistance classes. You know, majority of us don't. We just want to get out of there. But your benefits, there's so many of them. So, you know, please understand your benefits. And like I've always said, National Aviation Academy is here to assist you. You know, make a good, smart choice. Whatever school you go to, make sure you understand how your benefits work, and you get what you expect from the institution that you choose to go to.
Now, I got to ask you about these, and this is my question for you, these kamikaze drones that Russia's using that are supposedly coming from Iran. Now, they're what, about 6 feet around?
I've got no idea. I haven't seen any photos, any of them.
They aren't big. They aren't very big.
I don't know if they're the small ones. I've been hearing about it, you know, obviously on the news and different reports come out, but I haven't seen them. I mean, obviously, you know, we all know that we're already flying drones that can carry a payload of, you know, Walmart and Amazon. They're already playing around with delivering packages that way. So if you can deliver a mail package, you can probably deliver an explosive the same method. How it actually is working, I really don't have any idea, but I've heard it on the news just like everybody else has.
Well, here's what I know, and I've heard this on the news, and I've read it in the papers. Maximum payload is 40 pounds.
Okay.
And they load it up with 40 pounds of whatever they put in there.
Yep.
And then they fly it into whatever they fly it into, and kaboom, off it goes. They're going into buildings, they're going into vehicles, they're going into people. And it ain't pretty.
You know, unfortunately for the Ukrainian people, you know, we know they're struggling over there right now. And, you know, hopefully, you know, they're putting up a good fight, and hopefully they can hold on. You know, the outcome will be okay for them. You know, it's not going to be perfect by no means, but hopefully the outcome is going to be okay, and the Ukrainian people, you know, are going to be all right in the long run.
All right. Now, I did get a question the other day at lunch, and somebody wanted to know if you had any Ukrainians that were coming over here to learn the trade.
As far as I know right now, we have not had any influx, you know, of anybody from that region. You know, obviously in the United States, there's a huge population of Ukrainian people already, you know, so there is a network of them over here already. So I don't know what's going on. You know, our international students, for obvious reasons, you know, that declined for a while. But we are starting to see some more international students, more international interest. So we'll see what happens in the future. You know, again, you know, opportunity. Everybody comes to the United States because, you know, this truly is the land of opportunity for you.
Well, it is. Now, how did you make out with the COVID over there? Is that over and done with now?
COVID's over and done. You know, we are in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis doing a fantastic job for us. You know, so COVID's pretty much over and done. Obviously, you know, still want people to protect themselves, you know, take care of their health and everything. But we're back to operation as normal. We're moving right along. You know, everybody's got personal choices they have to make when it comes to things like that. And, you know, and we respect people's personal choice, and maybe coming to school, you know, live and in class and in a lab setting isn't for everyone. And we understand that. But as far as National Aviation Academy goes, we're 100% in person, back up and running. You know, the last thing we had to deal with, you know, that we're still dealing with a little bit for the people here in South Florida is, you know, Hurricane Ian. You know, we're getting past that. You know, we had some of our military reservists that are in the program. You know, they got called up to active duty to assist with the Hurricane Ian recovery. And, you know, we're just moving right along, and hopefully people down in South Florida, they can keep moving along too. And you know, Governor DeSantis down there assisting them the best he can.
Yeah, I got to call too the first weekend to go down there and help set up some communications, which I did. But when the amateur radio guys go down there, we go down there in a little different manner. We go down there either to set up in our vehicles on street corners and whatnot, because they got no phone, they got no nothing.
Sure.
So we're their communication. They're told to look for the vehicle with the, you know, amateur radio and the antennas. So we're their lifeline, and that's what they did. There's still some of the guys down there, not a lot of them, because they're starting to get their power back. They have not all got their phone service back, but I think the cell towers, the temporary ones, are up.
Yeah. You know, it's going to take a long time for that area to recover. And, you know, hopefully everybody fares well down there as best you can expect. And, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, everybody's got to come together, try to help everybody out, and just get through this the best we can.
Okay, now, some of the other things that you do there is when people graduate, you've already got a line of people coming in saying, hey, how would you like to go to work for me, or that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, National Aviation Academy at both of our campuses in Concord, Mass., and here in Clearwater, Florida, we have three career fairs a year. We have employers come on site. Everybody that shows up is actively recruiting, technicians out of our program. So we bring the employers, we bring the opportunity into the institution. We have full-blown career services department to assist any of our current graduates, any of our alumni with a job placement over their lifetime, as long as they're a graduate and successfully complete the program. So we're here to help them out. You know, the industry is doing very, very well. There is an opportunity there for everyone. So, you know, the best advice I can say, if you're looking for a good career, if you're looking for a good skill to learn, aviation maintenance is a good skill. There's roughly 180 certificated aviation maintenance technician schools in the country. Do your research, see which one's best for you, and you know, call National Aviation Academy. You know, we're here to assist you, you know, to tell you what we offer, and make your best decision.
And of course, by calling National Aviation, you get the information you need, because you're unique in the fact that they're not just going to be in a classroom, they're not just going to be in an aircraft hangar, they're going to be working back and forth doing different things.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I got to tell everybody, Dominic Spines and Decor, we appreciate them very much, too. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So get a hold of them. Call them at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Give them a call. You'll be glad you did. They are very good at what they do. Well, Mr. Bo, we will see you in a couple of weeks, and you'll be busy, I'm sure, in the meantime, doing what you do over there at National Aviation.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate you coming on and having a discussion with me.
Oh, wait a minute. One last little thing. There's something coming up, November the 5th?
November the 5th. We have a food truck rally. On November the 5th is our food truck rally. That should be a Saturday. And also come out to our Almerton Road campus. We're on the corner of US 19 and Almerton Road. Going to have a food truck festival there in the parking lot. Different types of presentations. Go to the NAA.edu. Go to our website, NAA.edu. It'll be posted on the website, the different times and things like that. Hopefully we can see you there.
Right. Okay, folks. That wraps it up for today. I will see you all tonight on the Radio. And make sure that you bundle up this morning. It's not exactly warm out. I got exactly 50 degrees right here unofficially at the airport. 50 degrees. A little bit of a wind, too. I'll see you all tonight. Have a great day. And remember, this program's all about we the people. We the people. It's all about America. And we love America. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.